Steve.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. FM News Talk time, 10:06. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday. And for this segment, for this half hour, comedian Vinny Fastline is appearing at the Laugh Factory inside the Silver Legacy. Showtimes are 7 to 9:30 tonight. Hi, Vinny.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on morning radio, nice and early when I like it.
Yeah, this is what they call mornings, my man. All you comedians, it's all this late.
It's always fun. Yeah, it's a struggle. We work the nights and we come in and if they want to do morning news at like 7 a.m., I'm like, I can't speak. Still drooling. Yeah.
Be funny.
Yeah.
So have you been in Reno before?
It's my second time.
Impressions?
Oh, it's fun, man. Yeah, the first 5 minutes when I was here, I went to the pool and there was a lady breastfeeding, so that was pretty awesome.
For real?
It wasn't even a baby, it was just her husband, but that was sweet. yeah, it's an interesting city, man. There's so much, it gets a bad rep, but I do really like it. It's a really, you know, people be like, you're playing Reno. I love this city. It's fun. You could buy an outfit for $5. It's pretty sweet.
I hate how it's picked on, and for some reason, the entertainment industry made us a target. This whole Reno 911, South Park, and you know everybody picking on Reno. The Muppets even picked on Reno.
Oh, how dare them!
The bear, the comic bear. He was having such a hard time. Fuzzy Bear, yes. He was so down in the dumps with his comedy career. He was playing Reno.
Oh man, that's funny. It's not supposed to be, but I like this city, man. Don't let them knock you guys. This is a cool place. You got the river walk. But every time I'm here, there's always something going on, dude. Last time I was here, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it for the fact of being here. I mean, I'm Italian, so when I was here, it was the Italian festival was here. That was awesome. And then now it's the Wing Fest and they got a whole bunch of stuff, the Spider-Man opening weekend. I go, it's great, but then I'm like, nobody's coming to my shows.
No, we like to pack the place. I mean, JB, I might want to go tonight. 7 and 9:30 tonight, the shows. What did you do before comedy, Vinny?
let's see. I've had a lot of jobs before comedy. Well, I started comedy when I was a kid. I was actually started when I was 16.
What, the class clown?
Yeah, no, I did stand up actually at 16. It's a long story, but I had a brain tumor when I was a kid. My mom pushed me into I couldn't play sports. Uh-huh. So it was like a bucket list item. She pushed me into a comedy class at a community college in Pittsburgh. She lied about my age. She said I was 18 just to get me in, to give me something to do while kids were playing sports. And I actually, our final in this college comedy like class was go do an open mic in Pittsburgh. So that's how I started. Actually.
How could you want to do comedy after the brain tumor?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the best time to make jokes. You know, I don't know. Comics find stuff in trauma, you know? So I feel like things that are always kind of a struggle, we just make it funny, man. Defense mechanism, really, you know?
God bless you for overcoming that. Now, your website says currently can be seen on an upcoming episode of Comics Unleashed on CBS.
Yeah, just did that. I'm doing it again in a couple months for season 2.
Has that aired?
The first one aired, yeah. The second one's going to air in a couple months. They actually just, Byron Allen took over Stephen Colbert's spot.
I know. How is this show doing?
It's doing well.
Listen, many of us have gone through the thing where you replace someone very popular. Not that I like Colbert, but he did have the top ratings at late night, and it is so hard for somebody to come in and try to top or overcome that.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, TV, not as many people are watching it these days.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
It's unfortunate, but, you know, you used to be able to do late night and it made you famous. Now you could do it.
They're streaming now.
It's like you could do Tonight Show 6 times and nobody knows who you are. So Colbert, I mean, was just an hour before Byron's show. Byron's show did well. He got all these big comics come back and, you know, the ratings were great. So they just shifted him down and Now I'll be on a slot where still nobody's going to watch. So it's going
to be. Well, I saw, you probably know this story. Norm MacDonald was on Comics Unleashed, and he said, you could not be more leashed. Because the producers, I guess, they over-prepare the whole thing to the point where the host, Byron Allen, at one episode, he said to John Lovitz, so, John, I understand you're growing older. To lead him into a bit there. And
yeah, that's what they do. They give you
want to come back on the show, so you're not going to really.
No, this is one of those. No, it's funny. I mean, everyone jokes about it. I was just telling him that Norm MacDonald story in the lobby because you have to sit in a chair, you can't move much, and then they just say how you doing, and they prep you for something, and you have to be, and you're very restricted what you can and cannot say. So Norm was like, "Yeah, you can't say much. We can't get out of this chair. Comics Unleashed, more like Comics Leashed." Like,
yeah, right. And overall, the comics aren't too high on it to be there. There's this one comic who talks about he did the show 15 years ago, and they still run it like it's a new episode.
Really?
And so they tell you when you go on the show, don't be too topical, because we want to be able to run this a decade later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're gonna, our President Reagan.
Right, exactly. And there was one comic who hated the show so much, but he already agreed to be there, and they let him into they prepare you, what topics shall he ask you? And Byron Allen asked the guy, so how's your dog? And the comic goes, what are you talking about? No, your dog. How's your dog? I don't know what you're talking about. You know. Just to burn Byron Allen,
though
they went through the prep and all about, okay, we're going to talk about your parents.
Oh,
and
then no.
We're going to talk about your dog. And
man, they probably never brought him back.
I guess they only pay you $800 to be on the show.
They do not pay a lot. No.
Right, okay.
That's what they
one
pay.
Comic said it's the same amount of money they give you when you get out of jail.
Is it really? It is funny.
I don't mean to bash on the show.
No, it's all good. No, it is funny. Everything. Comics will never. They will always say nothing's off limits. We'll make fun of anything, even if we. I mean, it doesn't even mean like you can make fun of politics, and that could be your political stance, or you can make fun of religion, and that could be your religious stance. I am just an advocate for. I think nothing is off limits as long as it's tasteful and the joke is crafted correctly. I think everything, we use it as a defense mechanism. My saddest moments, like we'll make jokes at funerals. So, you know, like, I mean, my dad passed away. I've been making jokes about my dad.
See, I get that because I think funerals in a way should be a celebration of a life. That's what it's supposed to be, a celebration of life.
Yeah.
You know.
That's why we threw a party. We threw a pool party for my dad's. Everyone was skinny dipping. I was just kidding. No, my dad, yeah, my dad had a good sense of humor too. When we were, I don't know why I'm talking about this on the radio. Hey, guys, you come see my show. I had a tumor. Oh. My dad died. You guys are going to love this guy. When my dad died, we were messing with each other in hospice because we were sitting out. He was sitting in hospice. He would even make jokes. As soon as I got there, he was freaking out, hitting the emergency service nurse button. I was like, what's wrong, Dad? And he goes, we got to get Vinny out of here. And then I would make jokes with him. You know, we were playing music.
Mm-hmm.
Like my sisters would play Pandora to like soothe him a little bit. But Pandora comes with commercials. So I just lean in and whisper my dad. I go, Dad, it's commercial. Don't die on a commercial break. Temptations is coming right up. I want to lose you to AutoZone right now.
So you live in L.A.
I live in L.A., unfortunately.
Is everybody really an actor there, like a waiter and everything? Is everybody an actor in L.A.?
Oh, my God. Yeah, everyone's trying to make it, man. Sometimes when I get frustrated, I'll put my windows down and just yell, you're not going to make it. Stop chasing your dreams. See if I can send people back to Chicago or wherever they came from.
Well, we're going to get a little sneak preview of what you do in your act and what topics you hit on. Do you do politics?
I don't really touch on politics too much. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I'll make I don't really talk about politics too much. I wrote two political jokes recently.
Oh, let's hear them.
One's pretty edgy. I won't swear because I know that radio works. Well, when I say, I talk about how I'm in the middle of politics. I don't really, I don't like politics. I think it's too dividing. I think it's too dividing and it's too risky and I can't wear my MAGA hat. And then I said, or Kamala mask. I just go, I feel like the right side and the left side's too extreme. You can't be too extreme on whatever side you're on. I go, because the right side would be like, you know, if you have an abortion, you should be aborted. And then the left side would be like, I think a gay woman should be the CEO of Men's Warehouse. Like, this is a very risky joke. See why I don't do politics? And then I wrote a joke about how, you remember in movies when they'd be like, sir, the president's on the line?
Yeah.
And then they'd have the scene and the president would answer and it'd be like, you know, very dramatic, like, you know, we're going to send a nuke or whatever. I go, we know who the president is now. So it would make that movie less dramatic and much funnier. They'd be like, sir, the president's on the line. He goes, if you don't answer, you're gay. All right. Anyways, these are the political. I don't do political jokes.
I think people are asking already, who do you want to be the next president? And I tell them I want that hologram of Teddy Roosevelt, that AI Teddy Roosevelt that's at the Teddy Roosevelt Library that they just opened in the Dakotas. I want him to be the next president, the Teddy Roosevelt hologram.
Oh, I would vote.
Yeah, that would.
I'll take any hologram.
That might be the future. I don't know.
I think
I liked everything he said.
I would like to see JB as president. Come on, bud.
All right, we're going to take a break. Be back one more segment with comedian Vinny Fastline appearing tonight at the Laugh Factory inside Silver Legacy. Get your tickets. Showtime 7 and 9:30. Go to what's the website, JB?
We just go to Ticketmaster.com. You can get them there. And
Ticketmaster.com. Okay.
Yeah, or just come right down to the Legacy and right at the box office.
Oh, yeah.
Say those ticket
people just
fees.
Walk up. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, back in a few, folks. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk FM News Talk Time, 10:18.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
Back in 2 minutes.
Coming up after the break.
99.1 FM Talk.
My name is Mary, and before Restore, I didn't have a lot of energy. I needed a CPAP to sleep, and I still would not wake up refreshed. I've had asthma all my life, and while it was improving, I still was on quite a bit of medication. Whenever I'd get sick, it would last pretty long with me. I was probably one of the biggest things is that I tend to respond emotionally, and so I would take things very personally, and I would eat emotionally, you know, stressfully. That was all before Restore.
There are formulas for weight loss, autoimmune disorders, hair, skin, and nail health, and more, all based on the restorative benefits of amino acids.
So yes, Brain Health Formulas product Restore has just drastically changed my life. I feel the best I've ever felt ever in my life.
Get Brain Health Formulas. Call 775-634-7789.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
In life's most difficult moments, La Paloma Funeral Services is here for your family. As a locally owned and operated funeral home, we provide compassionate, personalized care, traditional funerals, and beautiful memorial services, dignified with transparent pricing, experienced staff, and deep respect for your loved one. We help you honor their memory your way. La Paloma Funeral Services, caring for Northern Nevada hearts. Call 827-3700 or visit lapalomafuneralservices.com.
Creaks, leaks, and clogs can really put a damper on the mood around your home. At Master Service Plumbing, service and repair have been our specialty for 39 years. Sure, we can do the big stuff like gas lines and tankless installs, but we understand it's the small stuff that creates headaches more often than not. That's why we're available 24/7. Call us at 851-1444. Master Service Plumbing, 851-1444.
FM News Talk Cares reminding you the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival
is continuing at Sand Harbor through August the 23rd. There is no performance on Monday, and there are select Tuesdays, but every Wednesday through Sunday, 7:30 at Sand Harbor. The plays this year, Macbeth and The Heart of Robin Hood. Sand Harbor, 7:30, Wednesday through Sunday, the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Okay, your favorite comics, and you can't say your name.
I wouldn't. Only my mom would say my name. My favorite comics, man, currently or previously?
Well, let's start with currently.
Currently, I would have to say I love, I got some friends that I like watching. My buddy Drew Lynch is super funny, man. He's
I haven't seen him.
Oh, no? He was on America's Got Talent. He had a stutter. And now he's actually worked through it, but he's super funny. I mean, God, there's so many.
Well, I'll start with mine. You think about that. I saw Kevin James live.
Oh, he's so funny.
I thought he was side-splitting funny. Bill Maher is a genius.
Bill Maher.
Yeah, well, not as funny as he was now. Now he's a lot more political and everything.
Yeah.
I think, I was just talking about who I want for president. Bill Maher.
Yeah.
I love Bill Maher. A local comic from my hometown, Sky Sands. I don't know if you ever ran into him.
I don't know.
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr's great.
Yeah.
Bill Burr's funny. Nate Bargatze. You ever see Nate Bargatze?
Only on TV commercials.
He's very funny.
I've seen him. Yeah, okay, I'll have to.
Yeah, you got to check out Nate. I mean, gosh.
Bob Zaney too, JB.
Bob Zaney.
Obviously, Louis C.K. was always funny. I mean, it's a little risky to talk about, but he's always been funny.
Who's the guy who screams Louis?
Louis Black?
Louis Black. Okay, I didn't like him before, but now, because he's so old now, and it kind of fits his cantankerous loudmouth act.
Yeah.
And he's, I don't know if he writes his own stuff or not, but he's on the comedy news show on Comedy Central, Daily Show. The Daily Show. Okay. He's on that once a week, and it's brilliant. Louis Black now, I think, is very good.
What about Sebastian Maniscalco?
I haven't seen him. I noticed he's always playing Vegas.
Yeah, he's so funny. Sebastian, first guy I ever opened for. Italian guy. He's very funny.
So any more favorites that you can think of?
More currently?
Yeah.
There are a lot of bad ones, I'll tell you that. Okay?
There's tons of bad ones.
I got a long list, but we won't get into that.
It's hard. I work with everybody. I know everybody. Mm-hmm. So it kind of gets muddy waters. I love guy like Harlan Williams is one of my close friends. I tour with him sometimes. That guy is so funny, man.
Okay.
Harlan Williams, remember Harlan?
No.
Hey, buddy. He was in Dumb and Dumber, the guy that drank the cop that drank the pee. And he's like,
that's a comedian?
He's so funny. Oh, yeah, you got to check him out, man. Harlan Williams, he was in tons of movies.
Bring him to the comedy store.
They cut Laugh Factory?
Laugh Factory, yeah. Bring him to the Laugh Factory.
He's touring. He's doing theaters. I mean, he's pretty famous. So
I think he does Hollywood Laugh Factory all the time.
Yeah, he does.
We agree on Adam Sandler.
If you're looking, of course, Adam Sandler, yeah, is one of my favorites of all time. I guess if we were looking at people that influenced me or previously, he's still around. Yeah, Adam's awesome, man.
Well,
See,
Saturday Night Live, I can't watch it. All these people who came from Saturday Night Live are good, but I can't watch the show because 90% of it is terrible.
Oh,
right?
I mean,
there's maybe one really funny short skit in the whole show, and it's not worth sitting 90 minutes
through. SNL is not what it used to be. It's a bummer, man.
It's amazing how terrible it is that you're sitting through.
Yeah.
Definitely only watch the highlight shows of Saturday Night Live, but brilliant comics came out of it, like Kevin Sandler and Will Ferrell. Ferrell's funny.
Will Ferrell, I mean, Chris Farley, all those guys. Yeah. Sandler's always been one of my idols. And people say I'm a lot like him. And it's funny because him and a few others, Jim Carrey, Robin Williams, a lot of these people influenced me. And I was really fortunate, man. I just shot my comedy special, and Sandler came down, watched the whole thing.
It might be on Netflix. Netflix, you
might
say?
It's okay. Very possible. It's on a big streamer. Okay. So yeah, he supported me. He gave my mom a hug, told her he loved her. He gave me a standing ovation. It was crazy, man. It was like one of those full circle moments. And I did a little impression in my set of Adam. You know,
you do impressions?
No, not really. But you know, I just
do a little Adam.
I would you like a scotch and water? Hold the scotch. I do this whole bit where I go. Okay. I do. I did the bit for that when Adam was there. I said. I talk about my breakup, and I grew a mustache and a mullet. I lost my mind. I was like, I was turning to Happy Gilmore. Like, I was just like, beat it, get out of here. I don't need you. I'm sorry, baby. You can come back. I'd appreciate this.
So you're going to do this on stage tonight?
I'm sure I will. Yeah.
All right, folks. All right. Vinny Fastline appearing at the Laugh Factory inside Silver Legacy. One more thing. Okay. Your family, you came from where? Pittsburgh?
Yeah. I was born in Ohio. They moved to LA from Pittsburgh. My mom's from Jersey. They're great. My mom's almost late 70s now. So, yeah, she's at the age where she's sending money to Indian scammers. So that's pretty wild. So, yeah, she sent money to an Indian scammer. It was actually just me with an Indian accent, but I called her from my phone. I go, Mom, it says your son on the phone. Yeah, it's pretty sad, but I did make $10,000 from that transaction, so that was pretty awesome.
How about comedians who are no longer with us?
Oh, man, legends.
Norm MacDonald, very funny.
Okay, if we're talking about, real quick to go back, because I was like, there's comics that are currently, you were talking about currently, but then there was like influences, but if they're still alive, like Pablo Francisco influenced me, but he's still alive, you know? There's people that are still, and then if you're looking, That's what makes it different. Dane Cook influenced me. He's still alive, you know. But,
Dane Cook is still alive?
Yeah. He's coming to Reno 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
That poor guy did not deserve suddenly being ignored. He was the hottest thing for, like, what, JB? 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And then, he's passé or something. I don't get it.
Yeah,
but he couldn't get it.
No, I'm friends with him. I'm actually he's doing the theater here in Reno in a couple weeks. I'm coming with him.
Okay.
And he's having a good comeback. He's doing a movie. He has a documentary coming out.
Like, we all love a comeback.
Yeah, he's having a comeback, man. And he's really changed his whole life too, man. We dive in our faith with God. That's been a thing. And
so what's your take on getting old?
Oh, man.
I sound like Byron Allen here. So I hear you. So I hear you're getting old.
No. Yeah. What's your take? I mean, I'm not too old. I mean, I'm going to be 40. So that's. I feel like I'm just starting to feel all the, you know, I'm feeling all the, all, my body's falling apart. I'm getting anxiety. That's like a new thing. I don't know if it's a normal thing, but I got anxiety now. I never had that. I went to the doctors for these stomach issues. Mm-hmm. They prescribed me for my stomach issues, anti-depression, anti-anxiety medication for my stomach issues. So I still get diarrhea, but I'm not stressed about it. So that's pretty cool.
Okay, I just got it. All right, Vinny. Vinny, thanks for coming out, man. And should be fun.
Should be fun.
7 and 9:30.
Well, we'll see you at 7:30 and 9:30, two shows tonight. One show tomorrow.
7:30.
Spider-Man sold out, so you can't go to that. So Laugh Factory is wide open. Wing Fest, you know, you can only eat so many wings.
Go to Wing Fest and then go see the comedy show at Silver Legacy.
And remember, we got 2-for-1 locals.
Oh, yeah, 2-for-1 locals. If you're a local,
JB, you tell me.
You know what? 2-for-1 locals, and we're going to give away 2 free tickets here tonight.
Yeah, we'll do that right now.
Call on the radio.
Oh, we're
everybody
not,
but Joe.
I'm not quite set up for that.
Okay, don't call the radio. How about the first 2 people that come down from the radio get 2 tickets free? Well, and then 2-for-1.
This is a show. Yep. Come,
how's that?
Me or Marissa at the door.
Ask for JB or Marissa at the door. It's the first 2 that come down to Laugh Factory are getting 2 free tickets, and all the other locals will get 2-for-1.
I'll just leave it to you folks. Try to get there early and be the first. And the first couple, you're in. That's awesome. Very generous of you. Thank you, Vinny. And JB, thanks.
Thank you for having me, man. God bless you guys.
Silver Legacy tonight. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Open lines now, 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910. FM News Talk time, 1030.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour, 24-7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1030.
I'm Paul Stevens. Growing concern after a recent cyber attack targeted water systems in at least 7 states and more than 30 in Minnesota alone. Iran is suspected.
The FBI says these malicious cyber hackers were able to change the passwords and IP addresses of the systems that operate and monitor these water facilities. The agency says they've received reports of loss of pressure and flooding, which can allow untreated groundwater to seep into the pipes.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Two new attacks reported on commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz.
Initially, it was Iran state television claiming that they attacked 2 oil tankers yesterday in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, British maritime experts are confirming that 2 tankers were attacked, at least 1 was hit, and 4 of them turned around.
And that is Fox's Steve Harrigan. America is listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3. Good morning to you. I'm Greg Neft. It's our top local story. A traffic nightmare on I-80 Thursday morning at Prater Way on the eastbound side. Delays lasted for miles after.
Crash involving a tractor trailer and a street sweeper. The tractor trailer overturned and blocked the eastbound travel lanes at Prater for approximately 5 hours.
NHP trooper James LaRose. 2 departments, 1 chief.
Goal here is not to cut, not to save money. There will be some fiscal savings. You know, that's part of being responsible in government. But the goal is to increase service.
Reno and now Sparks Fire Chief Dave Cochran at a news conference announcing he'll take the helm of both departments. FM News Talk Election Center 2026 and more Californians are supporting a proposed tax on billionaires.
Supporters of Proposition 40 say a new campaign poll shows 57% of likely voters now back the measure, while 38% are against it. The legislation would put a one-time tax on the net worth of California's billionaires, with the money going toward education, health care, and other state services. Governor Gavin Newsom opposes the tax, warning it could drive wealthy residents out of the state and hurt the economy. I'm Dina Kodiak.
We'll get to a high of 101 today. Sunny skies. We'll get more Northern Nevada weather directly ahead, along with more of the weekend live and local with John Potter. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3.
America was built on freedom, the freedom to work hard, build something local, and the freedom to choose. So after an accident, remember this. No matter what shop your insurance company recommends, the decision is yours. Choosing Carson Auto Body means choosing a locally owned and operated shop, not a franchise, not a chain. That local ownership means they can get your vehicle in and out faster, keeping your inconvenience to a minimum. And because their reputation is built right here in the community, they can't afford to, and they don't, skimp on parts or workmanship. They do the job right the first time, and that's a guarantee. Because your safety, your vehicle, and your trust matter. Exercise your right to choose. Choose Carson Auto Body, conveniently located next to the Railroad Museum. Email them at carsonautobody@gmail.com or call 297-3366. That's 297-3366. Carson Auto Body.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
Welcome to Ridezilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at Ridezilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. Ridezilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RidezillaCarsonCity.com.
Smile on your face. Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR. George and Sons Garage Doors.
Brought to you by Cool Breeze. Join the Cool Club planned maintenance program. Get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing that your AC is ready for summer. Give them a call. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Hot today. We're still under the heat dome. UV index very high today, too. Saturday's high 100 degrees in the Reno area. Winds increasing to 15 miles per hour today. Low tonight, 60.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, true.
FM News Talk, time 10:36. I'm John Potter, live and local. Folks, about 3 weeks ago, the Lyon County Planning Commission voted 4-3 to approve or advance this proposed Monarch Data Center, which moves it one step closer to getting, I guess, final approval. But the funny thing about this was they did this in front of a crowd that was way overwhelmingly against it. They did it despite the opposition from the overwhelming majority of those who were at this hearing 3 weeks ago. Folks in Yerington, many of them, not all, are up in arms about this data center. There's going to be a peaceful protest in Yerington against the data center tomorrow in Yerington. And here to talk about it is organizer Katie Calhoun. Hey, Katie, good morning.
Janice, hi, good morning. Yeah, we're pretty excited. Obviously, we didn't have much time to get permits, so we are just letting people know that we're going to stick to traffic laws and the sidewalk, and we will have a
You need a permit to protest in Yerington?
Well, if you wanted to close the roads, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah, it's okay.
Why are you against this data center?
Yeah, I could tell you a few reasons. I'll let you know why I'm against it and then why our friend is against it. I'll let him take the wheel, you know. So this thing is massive, okay? And they have already rezoned it from agricultural to industrial, and that's on 505 acres, okay? And this isn't just a data center. It's also got 500 megawatts BESS storage, 500 megawatt gas generation, and it's just immense. It's huge. And, you know, if you look around in rural communities like Georgia and Wyoming and Cheyenne, they had contamination before they even hooked up due to construction. So if you look at real places and real people and the fast track and the lack of regulations and the suffering that comes with it, then, I mean, you start asking the right questions and looking in the right places, you'll understand why this is not meant for our farm town here. And I'll let friend take the wheel.
Hi, my name is Rowan Willow. I am a outside support to the local tribes in Yerington and Walker River Paiute, and I'm an outside supporter helping with the legalities of how things are being sort of understood and misunderstood. You know, basically, the proposed data center in Yerington has raised serious concerns about whether proper legal protections are being followed. Nevada law recognizes that water is a public resource and requires responsible management of both surface water and groundwater. Under Nevada water law, including Nevada Revised Statute 533 and NRS 534, water decisions must consider existing rights, beneficial use, and whether there is enough water available without harming the public interest. So, like, these are, like, the concerns that we have regarding the protection of also indigenous cultural resources. Nevada law includes the Nevada Revised Statute 383 requiring consultation and cooperation with state and local governments. And, you know, they're not doing that.
Hate to interrupt you, but, you know, I hear an awful lot. I hear the pro and con about data centers, and I think a lot of people don't really know where the real facts are, because it's like both sides use the most extreme data that they can use to sway people, and so does the other side. And you begin to think that maybe, and I'm being devil's advocate here, I'm not a solid pro or solid con on this. Does it sound to anybody else out there like this is another not in my backyard thing? Because we don't want it here, but we're definitely going to use it. We're definitely going to use what this data center is going to do for us. We want our computers to do more things.
Hey, I hate to interrupt you, but these hyperscale data centers are for so much more than daily internet usage. And they're literally like large language models. And it's so complicated. Like for the average person to try to get a hold of this and wrap their mind around it, it's not very easy. And this is all actually very new. It's fast tracked. These are new, hyperscale. These aren't the same data centers that we've had the past couple decades. These are completely new. This is new territory.
There's a purpose behind a data center. It does something for people. If you use your phone and you use Facebook, you use Google, you want Google to do more things, you will definitely use it. And I'm sure Katie and your other person, I'm sure you're on Facebook, right?
Oh, I understand where you're coming from. And that's actually a common misconception. These new hyperscale data centers aren't for the data usage that you and I are using every day on our phones, on Facebook. These ones are for a completely different purpose. I recommend you look into it. I would like to really quickly add
That when the Monarch Data Center with Topia at DevCo LLC, when they actually applied to get this planning done for their data center, they're not required to have an environmental impact statement because it's on private land. So everything that's being published is not entirely true or going to be the end point. Now,
well,
I understand, I do agree
that it doesn't fit Yarrington. I mean, there's a data center plan for Boulder City, which I think is absolutely ridiculous because it's federal land. It's unheard of in Nevada to have a data center built on BLM land, but Boulder City, this thing is going to use three times the amount of power that the entire city of Boulder City uses. It's outrageous.
I would like to also talk a little bit about the importance of the land itself that's going on. You know, we're talking about tribal ceremonial sites.
Yeah, I know you can listen. I know you can go on forever, but what I don't understand is why these data centers have to be in small towns like this, like Boulder City and like you in Yarrington.
I agree.
I don't know. And they say, well, it needs cooling. These data centers need cooling. Well, why not have them all in Alaska? I don't understand the reason why they have to be and change the character of a town like Yarrington. So there's basically what I'm saying. There's a lot I don't know about it. There's a lot most people listening to this don't know about it. And I don't think hearing your side is going to give us the whole picture. So I'm just saying.
But hey, can I encourage you to start asking questions, and everybody listening, just start asking questions.
Sure.
Start doing research. Start looking into what these are and who they actually are for and the real purpose behind them. And don't just go with the generic information.
Katie,
you know?
Tell us about the protest. What time and exactly where?
Yes, sir. So we will be gathering at 9 a.m., and that's at Mountain View Park in Yarrington. Like I said, there's a prior reservation at 11, so we'd like to be respectful and have everybody cleared out before then. Our opening prayer will be at 9:30, and then the march begins at 10. I've created an event on Facebook, if anybody wants to look into that. And then we have our map attached to that as well. We're going to be doing a little zigzag, and then we're going to be walking down Main Street, and we're going to end up in front of the courthouse. And I think it's a really good opportunity for all these people that just want to be heard, you know, and they want to feel like their voice matters.
Okay.
So,
well
looking
said,
forward
Katie.
To it.
Well said. I do appreciate you taking the time to call up, and I hope you get a nice big turnout there.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right.
Thank you. Have yourself
a good day. All right. Bye-bye. I hate being rude. I really do. But some people can talk. Some people make speeches. I just like conversations. Folks, you can call 884-9910. It's pretty much an open topic show from now until noon. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. Going to take a break. Be back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time 1046.
Got permission to speak, yeah.
Permission granted. 884-9910. KKFT.
As we look ahead, one thing stays the same. Our commitment to Northern Nevada. At Company Auto Group, we've built our business on trust, transparent pricing, and doing right by the people who walk through our doors. That means no hidden fees, no surprises, and no pressure. We're proud to serve our neighbors, our families, and the people who make Northern Nevada what it is. From first-time buyers to long-time customers, we believe relationships matter more than transactions, and consistency matters more than quick wins. Whether you're buying your first vehicle or planning for what's next, we're here for the long run. Our focus is on helping you make confident decisions with clear information and a team you can trust. Because driving Northern Nevada forward means more than selling vehicles. It means standing behind our word, supporting our community, and showing up the same way year after year. We're proud to drive Northern Nevada forward together. Company Auto Group, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. Less taxes than Reno Sparks excludes leases.
What does America mean to you?
Hey, it's Mark Lee,
Van Camp,
and Robbins.
What America means to us, for me, it's freedom to worship Jesus. It's to say what you want and what you believe.
We think big and do amazing stuff. I mean, we're the undisputed champions of putting people on the moon, for crying out loud.
We also have the freedom to critically assess the musical stylings of Duran Duran. They're not very good.
Founding fathers fought a war so we didn't have to listen to Duran Duran.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
Give your child a fighting chance with the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy Anti-Bullying and Children's Self-Defense Classes. We're an approved facility for the Washoe County School District PE Options Program. Let us share our experience to teach your child self-defense, fitness, and sportsmanship. Come in to 1335 Air Motive Way in Reno or 301 Hot Springs Road No. 5 in Carson City for your free week of classes. For more information and a full class schedule, go to bjjreno.com.
FM Talk Cares reminding you, Smith Valley Hall 50th Annual Rummage Sale is coming. Find amazing deals on clothes, home goods, antiques, collectibles, furniture, sporting goods, toys, and more. August 7th, 8th, and 9th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 9 to 3. Come for the table auction and specials Sunday afternoon at 1. All the proceeds benefit the Smith Valley Hall in Wellington. August 7th, 8th, and 9th, 9 to 3.
Brought to you by Cool Breeze. Join the Cool Club planned maintenance program. Get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing that your AC is ready for summer. Give them a call. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Hot today. We're still under the heat dome. UV index very high today, too. Saturday's high 100 degrees in the Reno area. Winds increasing to 15 miles per hour today. Low tonight, 60.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, folks. 1049 our time. I'm John Potter. 884-9910 is our number. We're all live and local here. Local. Okay. Something else, which is kind of controversial. Story. This is from Channel 2 this week. Probably this story was done by somebody who replaced me. Here's the story. The Reno Police Department has now used its drone as a first responder for 7 months. The drones do not replace officers, but instead help officers by arriving on the scene first and is operated by an officer. The public information officer was quoted as saying, let's say it was a report of a fight. If we have a drone show up to that call, they can get eyes on the fight or they can see if the fight is dispersed. It could really help us de-escalate or properly prepare for those calls that we're responding to. We just had a good case where there was a stolen vehicle. And because the stolen vehicle ran from police officers, the drone was actually able to follow the vehicle and we were able to take that suspect into custody at a safe location. All right. There are some people who are against that.
By the way, right now, subject is surveillance now. Okay, folks? We suddenly also have this bevy, this crowd of Flock cameras in town. Yeah, company called Flock with a capital F makes a lot of these products. So you hear the phrase Flock cameras across the country and in Nevada cities where we live. Former Reno Police Chief Catherine Nance said license plates are read and detected by these systems. And she pitched the contract with Flock for how they will improve safety, as she says, downtown, or said, calling it amazing technology. The Reno police chief, after her, Corey Solferino, told Reno City Council in May that the Flocks use the same license plate recognition technology used in the Bay Area to collect the tolls. Oh, that system. According to the Nevada Independent, the Reno Police Department operates 45 pole-mounted AI-driven cameras. You may not have noticed them. They are installed on light or traffic signal poles. They have a small solar panel, and they record a vehicle's license plate, the date, time, location, direction of travel, and the car's details. At least 5 cities and counties in Nevada, including Reno and Sparks, have signed agreements with an automated license plate reader company called Flock Safety in the past 3 years. Sparks eventually picked a different company system. Theirs is called Axon ALPR, which stands for Automatic License Plate Reader. Sparks Police Chief Chris Craworth said that a recent expansion of the city's Flock will help them identify suspects in a much more timely fashion so we can bring these people to justice, and that they are focusing on the vehicle, not the person. In 2018 alone, Sparks Police scanned 420,506 license plates using this technology. In Washoe County, there are at least 180 of these cameras. Last year alone, the Washoe County Sheriff's Office purchased 120 cameras for deployment in high-crime areas, integrating not only Flock cameras but county-owned park cameras. Sheriff's Office said they hope the cameras will help lower burglary rates, but they don't want to intrude on the private affairs of people. Well, how can they not? Yes, there's a lot of antipathy toward these Flock cameras and license plate readers, or as some people I know call them, license plate readers. It is a technology. It can be attached to a fixed location, usually a busy intersection or something like that, or it can be attached to a police vehicle, and it will automatically scan all the license plates that pass a location where your vehicle passes, and then it can simultaneously run all those license plates against a database of automobiles that may be stolen or maybe associated with somebody who has active warrants, or maybe somebody who's like at an Amber Alert or something like that. And if there's a hit, that's a stolen car or whatever else it tells the police. And then the officers can seek to stop that vehicle and find out whether, you know, whatever they need to find out. This tool has been used very effectively in our region. I think it is tremendously beneficial. What do you think? 884-9910. Let's go talk to Paul, calling from Virginia City Highlands. Paul, I hope you're a bit passionate about this, like I know some people are. Go ahead, sir.
I am. I don't care for it. Story County puts them in quite a while ago. There's one where you get to the Highlands area, and there's one in town, as you get into town. So, and I don't know what they do. They take pictures of every car that goes by and store it and goes to the sheriff. The sheriff is probably going to put it in. So, but why I'm calling is if you go to the Verizon website and search on LPR, you'll find a page where they operate license plate readers. They collect the data and they sell it. And there's a whole criteria of who they sell it to and what purposes they sell it for and this and that, whatever. And I don't know if they have, if Verizon's doing that in Nevada, Reno, or what areas they're doing that, but they have a whole page with a disclosure on the fact that they operate license plate readers. And
what? Well,
they're in a database
who's
somewhere.
Selling, who's selling this? City, county, or you say Verizon? How is Verizon involved in this? It's either the Flock company, the company that makes the reader, in the city, county.
This isn't Flock. This is the whole different thing. This has nothing to do with Flock.
Oh, you're saying there are Verizon cameras then, aside from these?
Yes, yes. Okay. And they sell them for multiple purposes. So it's on the website. You can look it up, and there's a disclosure of what they collect and what they sell and who they sell it to and who they don't sell it to. And,
Well, that kind of blows my mind. Do you know where one specific Verizon camera is, or is this something you've just heard about?
I was searching for something on Verizon, and I saw LPR, and for some reason it caught my attention. I looked it up, and it stands for license plate reader, and I started reading their disclosure on it. So I don't know where the cameras are. Maybe you can find out somewhere where they are. Sure. I don't know, but I only spent a little time on it because I was in the middle of something I had to do, and I hadn't got back to it.
Well, that would be disturbing. I mean, if they take our pictures and whatever license plate and sell that information, and that's more data that some company can use to sell you something, I get your concern about that.
I'll look into it.
I will say that Verizon does have these boxes on poles. And what they are is they have this internet service, and instead of having cable or like the Spectrum supply it with the internet, Verizon and a couple of other companies, they put up these little wireless boxes, and you connect with your little box to those boxes on the pole outside, and that's your Wi-Fi. It's basically a Wi-Fi that you pay for. To get internet, and it's a lot cheaper from what I heard, and works well. T-Mobile, I think, does the same thing. I don't know about these cameras, though. I know, though, that they do have boxes on poles, and that's what they do. I got to run, Paul. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling. I'll look into that. That's interesting and horrifying at the same time. Oh, my gosh. Just one more hour of Live and Local. My name is John Potter. We talk about everything here. 884-9910 is our number, and Craig in Carson City will take your call, put you on hold, and we'll have a nice conversation. No speeches, please. Okay, I appreciate that. We're going to break for Fox News, top of the hour, and I'll be back shortly. Don't forget, Greg Neft has local news for us at the bottom of the hour, 99.1, 92.3.